It looks like a light agenda for the assembly on Thursday night, but looks can always be deceiving. One of the main agenda items is what to do with the campground host cabin at the municipal campground on the Dyea Flats. This winter, the municipality briefly made it available for rent while it sat unoccupied by a host. That move drew the attention of some local business owners who saw the cabin as competition for their lodging businesses, while at the same time, the move drew applause from local residents in search of new recreational opportunities. The public debate on the issue caused the municipality to stop accepting reservations so as to better address community concerns.
So the assembly decided to ask the manager to put together a list of options that can be considered as to what to do with the cabin and how we should approach that for the upcoming season. So I imagine there'll be a robust conversation on that issue.
There are several grant funding proposals on the agenda Thursday night as well. Little Cherubs Daycare, Skagway Development Corporation, and Lynn Canal Broadcasting, which operates as KHNS, all have applications awaiting approval.
It's not an assembly voting to say we want this one or don't want this one. Finance has already done that. Now it just needs the approval of the assembly.
Also on the agenda for Thursday night, there's a renewal for the Eagles Club liquor license, the addition of an appeals section to the easement application process, and a consideration of the State Street water and sewer upgrades.
Making those upgrades is ultimately necessary and important. So I don't foresee that being an issue at the table. It seems like everything's laid out for us very well. We should have some good debate, good conversation about it at the assembly level, and hopefully make some good decisions.
All regular and special assembly meetings are streamed live at khns.org or under the government tab at skagway.org. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.